Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. The debate over the safety of bisphenol A continues to heat up, with a number of new studies being published and the establishment of a government panel to review the data. Invented more than 100 years ago, bisphenol A makes a strong and resilient plastic that's used in everything from the lining of tin cans to keep food fresh to polycarbonate baby bottles, anti-cavity tooth sealants, contact lenses, and even the jug in your office water cooler. The chemical mimics the hormone estrogen, and there's a growing body of scientific knowledge that's raising concerns about bisphenol A's impact on health, from suspected links to breast and prostate cancers to obesity. Living on Earth's Ashley Ahern has the latest developments.
You don't have to go far to find bisphenol A. I'm in the kitchen at Living on Earth right now, standing in front of the water cooler, staring down this large 5-gallon jug of water on top. And I'm giving it the evil eye because I know that there's bisphenol A leaching from this jug into the water that I'm drinking every day. What I don't know is how concerned I should be about that. I mean, bisphenol A seems to be everywhere.
For certain that some of it will be there.
That's Dr. Anna Soto. She's a professor in the Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology at Tufts University and has been studying estrogen imitators, like bisphenol A, since they were first accidentally discovered to be leaching from plastics in the lab into lab animals back in 1989.
It's everywhere. That is why 95% of the urine samples analyzed by CDC contain bisphenol A. So we are exposing ourselves to estrogens in addition to the ones that are produced by our organism.
Bisphenol A, or BPA, is a chemical compound that mimics estrogen. And when it gets in our body, it sends mixed messages to our endocrine system, especially if we're exposed to it in the womb or as small children. When lab mice and rats are exposed to BPA at levels similar to those currently found in humans, they show altered behavior patterns and menstrual cycles, and an increase in prostate cancer, breast cancer, and type 2 diabetes. Dr. Soto says it's time to start looking in the mirror, because these are people problems, too.
So, for example, we know that there is an increase in prostate and breast cancer incidence, okay, early onset of puberty in girls, metabolic disorders like insulin-resistant type 2 diabetes and obesity, and neurobehavioral problems. So, you see, there is a parallel.
New research also draws a parallel between bisphenol A and diethyl sulbestrol, or DES, a drug that was prescribed to pregnant women from the 40s to the 70s to prevent miscarriages, with famously sad consequences.
It was later shown to be associated with cancer in the daughters of the women who took it while they were pregnant.
That's Reetha Newbold, a developmental reproductive biologist for the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. She conducted the research on DES and bisphenol A. Scientists and policymakers are sometimes hesitant about applying results found in lab animals to people. But Reetha Newbold says the documented human health impacts of DES offer a precautionary tale that should be applied to bisphenol A.
These are things that we actually predicted with the animal studies that we went back and looked at DES exposure, and yes, it was true. And I think probably the same thing can be true looking at the animal models for other exposures, such as bisphenol A.
Newbold's research found some surprising parallel health impacts between mice exposed to DES and mice exposed to bisphenol A.
If we expose animals to DES during development, we get a pretty high incidence of cystic ovaries, and we get that same high incidence with bisphenol A. We also see an increased incidence in a tumor that would be called uterine fibroids.
Reetha Newbold, Dr. Anna Soto, and 36 other scientific experts on bisphenol A and reproductive health have just signed a consensus statement saying that the amount of BPA routinely found in the blood of Americans is higher than levels that produce a wide range of negative health effects in animals. Right now, the exposure limit set by the EPA for bisphenol A is 2,000 times greater than the relative levels where Dr. Soto sees effects on her lab animals. She says more needs to be done to eliminate bisphenol A from products used by the general public.
At this moment, I think that the government has to start regulating to lower the exposure of pregnant women and children.
But not all scientists are convinced that BPA is a serious health risk. Robert Chapin is the chair of a panel convening next week under the National Toxicology Program to draft a document that will advise the federal government on the risks of BPA. He is also a research advisor for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals.
Actually, I don't have a lot of concern about it at this point. Papers that we have the greatest confidence in don't give me an awful lot of heartburn about the fact that humans are poisoning themselves because of BPA. But we're not done with the evaluation yet.
As the scientific debate reaches the boiling point, some political leaders are beginning to take action. Proposed legislation banning bisphenol A in children's products in California, Maryland, and Minnesota was defeated. But Japan did ban bisphenol A in canned food and found that levels of the chemical fell in human beings by 50%. San Francisco banned infant and children's products containing bisphenol A last summer, but the ban was repealed after chemical and toy companies filed lawsuits. When it comes to the choices we make at home, environmental health advocates recommend people avoid canned food and hard, clear plastic bottles and other plastic containers, especially if they're starting to show signs of wear, because BPA leaches more as plastic ages. For Living on Earth, I'm Ashley Ahern.